poker. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, he's the consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com. Ron Montoya is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about a number of things, including a recent Edmunds.com comparison test. They pitted a bunch of compact sedans together and put them up against each other, and we're going to talk about the results of this compact sedan comparison test. Also, we're going to talk to Ron about how to get pre-approved for a car, financing-wise, something that a lot of people don't do, and unfortunately, it doesn't always work out well for the individuals who do not plan ahead. If you go into the dealership to buy a new car or used car and you don't have your financing in order, very often the entity that you're doing business with in the purchasing of the vehicles will, what they call, shotgun your credit, and they'll send a credit request out to a whole slew of different agencies. You think that they're helping you out. Well, they are, in a way, helping you out, getting you a loan, but they are also doing damage to your credit score, bringing it down, and hiking up your monthly payments. So we'll talk to Ron about that and a lot more. Coming up in hour number two, this guy's got a cool job. He's the Ford Motor Company historian, and his name is Bob Kripke, and we're going to be talking about the recent anniversary of the Ford V8 engine, 80 years of the Ford V8 engine, and we're going to take you back to that first Ford V8 engine and talk about some of the special features that made it just that, and also we'll talk about the latest Ford V8 engines, including the most powerful Ford V8 ever produced for a production car, and that's the one you can get in the 2013 Shelby GT500. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by an associate editor at Reader's Digest. I've been doing this radio program for more than 20 years, and I have never had anybody on from Reader's Digest. So this is going to be interesting. They just recently did a story about the best new cars under $15,000. So we'll be talking to that person in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations. In hour number three, he's the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. Mr. Phil Skinner will be joining us here on the broadcast. But right now, let's welcome consumer advice editor Ron Montoya from Edmunds.com to Auto World. Ron, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's begin to talk to you a little bit about this comparison test. It's a comparison test that you did recently that pitted four very affordable and very cool high mileage vehicles against each other. Tell us about the players in this particular comparison test, Ron.
Sure. So we picked compact sedans that earned a combined 30 miles per gallon in the MPG estimates. And this is the combined numbers, the one that's most likely that you'll see in the real world. So we really set that as the bar, and also $20,000 was the price point that we didn't want to go past. So these cars all start under $20,000, and of course, if you want to add more options to it, it'll certainly take you past that, but a nice starting point for under $20,000.
And certainly compact sedans are an excellent choice for lots of folks who are downsizing from either a larger sedan or getting away from a sport utility vehicle.
Oh, that's right. And nowadays, you know, these, although they're called compact sedans, they actually have as much room as a midsize car used to a couple of years ago. So, you know, there's nothing really too compact about them, but they're still fun to drive. They're easier to park, and there's some great choices here.
And the other thing that has changed, Ron, in recent times, and Ford has been one of the companies leading the way with this, is a lot of the features that used to be not available in compact vehicles and compact sedans that used to be just on higher end models have filtered down. So now you can get all the goodies. You can get the leather and the navigation and the high end stereos, etc.
Oh, that's right. So you can get leather on the Focus, you can get it on the Civic, you can get it on the Mazda, and even on the Elantra as well. And some of the features you were talking about, like if you were to get the higher option for the technology package on the Ford Focus, you would be able to get a self-parking system that really helps you parallel park a little bit easier. And on the Civic, you can, it actually comes standard on the LX model, you can get Bluetooth and a rear backup camera. So it's really impressive features that come standard on these cars nowadays.
No question about it. Have you yourself utilized that self-parking feature in the Focus or any other vehicles?
Yes, I've tried it at a demonstration, and it's really interesting. You still have to give it gas and braking, but it will take over the steering. So once you position it into a space that it detects is large enough to where it can park itself, you'll get the light that tells you to, you know, let go of the wheel, and then it'll just sort of park itself. And it takes a bit of getting used to, so I may recommend people practice it a couple of times on some larger spaces before they, you know, give it a shot.
Yeah, that was my reaction to it as well. The first time that you do it, it's kind of hard to take your hands off the wheel because it feels so unnatural, yet the vehicle parks itself seamlessly.
Yeah, you know, we just have to get used to modern advances in these technologies, but once you get it going, it's really impressive and it's a great convenience.
Well, let's get into it here and compare these four vehicles. Once again, the Ford Focus, the Honda Civic, the Hyundai Elantra, and the Mazda 3, all great players. We'll begin with telling folks about the Ford Focus SE, and it packs a pretty potent engine. Only 2 liters in displacement, but some pretty decent horsepower.
Oh, yeah, it has 160 horsepower. It's one of the most powerful vehicles in this group. And it's a nice combination of being fun to drive with a nice interior and while getting good fuel economy. So it's a nice, we sort of classify this as the most well-rounded car out of all of them.
And I understand that your test example, and as well as anybody who would like to add to their Focus, they can check the option box and get the Super Fuel Economy Package, and that's going to give you even better fuel economy. What are some of the things that are included in that package?
So what's included is just slightly different wheels, and it has some trim that makes the car slightly a little more aerodynamic, and it allows it to get go from 30 miles per gallon to 33 combined. So for only $100, you're going to get a 6.5% increase in fuel economy, and I just think it's a really good just value to just add that small little package, and you can just get that extra fuel economy.
It's interesting. The Focus is one of these cars. Certainly Ford has done a great job, and I've had a lot of conversations with Jay Mays, their global design officer, about these vehicles. They call it the kinetic design philosophy, and we saw it first in the Fiesta and the Focus, and has moved on now to some newer vehicles like the Edge and the Explorer, and certainly the Fusion. Very upscale looking. I remember a number of times when I've had a Ford Focus as a test vehicle that folks kind of mistook. They definitely thought the Focus was a more expensive vehicle. They mistook it as being a pricier ride than it is. Styling-wise, I think it's extremely well executed, both interior as well as exterior.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that same sort of styling cues are carrying over into the Ford Escape. And it's a nice sort of European-looking styling to it. And I like it both the Focus in the hatchback or the sedan. It's nice that you can get it both ways on that car.
And, of course, you can get the Hot Rod one, too. They've got a new high-performance variant of the Focus. But we're focusing here on the SE variant of the Focus. When we come back on the other side, we'll get Ron's comments about the Focus, what it's best for. Then we'll move on and talk about the Honda Civic, the Hyundai Elantra, and the Mazda 3i Sport. That's all straight ahead. Lots more. A full hour with Ron Montoya from Edmunds.com. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are The GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thanks so much for joining us here today.
That story is true. I'm here to
available to you from all across North America, as well as an email address. Let me give you the email address. First, that's very easy. It's simply my name. It's Bob, B-O-B, at boblongradio.com. B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. Toll free from anywhere in North America, it's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you're listening someplace other than the United States, we have an international caller line listed on my Bob Long Radio website. We'll have to get that up on the Auto World website as well. Ron Montoya is with us. He's going to be with us for the full hour, and we're going to be talking about a gamut of things, but we're beginning the hour by talking about an Edmunds comparison test, a compact sedan comparison, the best compact sedans that earn 30 miles per gallon combined, and four excellent vehicles here, and we're talking about the Ford Focus SE. And Ron, as you said, you can really load up the Focus with lots of options, pushing it over that $20,000 mark, but even at lesser price points, this is a very compelling vehicle. Tell us a little bit about your conclusions as to where the Focus sat in this group as far as being best for.
Well, you know, we didn't really choose an absolute winner on this comparison, as we let the consumers decide. But I'll tell you what the key strengths are of this car is that it's really a nice, well-rounded car. It looks good. It's comfortable. It's fuel efficient. And it gives you a lot of options in your styling. So if you want to get the hatchback, if you want to get the four-door, and also with the technology, it gives you a lot of options you can choose from. But it will cost you a little bit extra for that.
Let's move on to the next one in the test, and this is the Honda Civic LX. A little interesting side story we should talk about. Honda's Civic was all new for 2012, but it rolled out to not so great reviews by a lot of different journalists. It sold pretty well, but the vehicle wasn't that well received by lots of folks, and Honda went back, and for 2013 they have definitely made some significant changes.
Oh, yeah, there's been really significant changes, both the styling, interior quality of the materials is much nicer. The inside the cabin, it's quieter when you're driving. There's just a ton of extra features. I mean, they basically brought forward the mid-cycle refresh on this car and just almost gave it as much as a redesign as it can get within that same architecture.
Yeah, it's remarkable when we saw this vehicle unleashed at the, I believe it was the LA Auto Show, both the cosmetic upgrades inside and out, as well as adjustments to the ride and handling of this vehicle, and also NVH. It's a lot quieter than the 2012 variant.
Definitely, and then they also added some extra standard features that weren't there originally, which is standard Bluetooth and a rear view camera, which is really nice for a car in this class to have a rear view camera. So it's very impressive in that sort of mid-level package that you're getting.
Let's talk about the fuel economy. How did the Civic do in this area?
So the Civic is right up at the top of our comparison, which is 32 miles per gallon, and you don't have to buy any kind of fuel economy package for it. That's just what it does, and really great fuel economy numbers.
Let's talk a little bit about the rear seat legroom. This is also an area in which the Civic shines.
Yeah, so it actually tied for the most rear seat legroom with the Mazda 3. However, the Mazda does have a little bit more headroom for passengers in the back there. Really nice to have that 36.2 inches of rear seat legroom.
And I understand Honda's also simplified the trim levels for 2013. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, this is something that Honda's always done, which is you can just buy a EX Civic or a LX Civic. So in the case of ours, we chose the LX. And then that's really it. You don't have to worry about any kind of extra packages and things like that. All you have to do is debate whether you want to get the higher package or not. And if not, you just ask for the EX and just choose the color. So it's very easy to shop for consumers that get a little bit overwhelmed by the choices on packages nowadays on cars.
And as you noted earlier, this car has got lots of available features, standard, including Bluetooth and a rear-view camera, as well as iPod connectivity, which is certainly very important for lots of folks these days. Let's talk about your conclusions about the Honda Civic. What did you find the Civic best for?
So this is the Civic is the best for consumers who have a lot of people, carry a lot of people in the back seats, who want something that's easy to purchase when they're shopping for the car. And also one of the great things about this Honda Civic is that it has a great resale value. So if you're looking to sell it down the line or trade it in for something else, it's going to retain its value really well.
Let's move on to the Hyundai Elantra. This is the 2013 Elantra GLS. And when it comes to price, this vehicle was the most affordable?
It is, but I will say there's a bit of a catch to it, and that's because it's missing a couple of features like Bluetooth and steering wheel audio controls. Now, you can still have those, but you have to pay a little bit extra for that, and then it ends up losing its sort of price advantage. But still, it's a really good car. It actually tied with the Civic for fuel economy with 32 miles per gallon, and it's a nice, well-rounded car as well.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other attributes of the Elantra. I understand as far as the back seat, unlike the Civic and the Mazda in this comparison test, the back seat was a little bit tight.
Yeah, it was a little bit tight, and the headroom was tight as well. So you kind of have to sort of, if you're taller, you would have trouble, you know, sitting in the back for long periods of time. So that may be a concern for people that have taller passengers.
How about cargo space? How did the trunk shape up for the Elantra?
That was actually one of the best parts about the Elantra, is that it had the most cargo space out of all the cars in our group, which was 14.8 cubic feet of space. So that's a nice plus in that category for it.
Let's talk a little bit about the warranty, which is another really strong aspect of buying the Elantra. Hyundai really does a very good job in that area.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes talk to people about Hyundais, and they have a little bit of apprehension with the brand. And what I tell them is, like, look, they have a 5-year warranty, so if you have any problems with the car, that warranty is 2 years longer than most automakers in that class. So it just kind of gives you some extra peace of mind that you have two additional years of coverage.
Let's talk about the conclusions here. For the Elantra GLS, what would you say is the best attributes, best for?
So I would say this car is the best for, it has a very distinctive styling, it has the most trunk space in its class, and it has that peace of mind of the 5-year warranty.
Yeah, that 5-year warranty is very compelling for lots of folks. Ron Montoya is with us here from Edmunds.com, and we're telling you all about this comparison test that pitted four very cool vehicles, the Ford Focus, the Honda Civic, the Hyundai Elantra, and the Mazda 3. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the Mazda 3 and invite your calls and questions. This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Jackson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're having lots of fun, and I promise you we'll throw out a trivia question before the hour is out, but Ron Montoya is with us. And he's the consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com, telling us all about an Edmunds comparison test, a Edmunds Choice compact sedan comparison test. The folks at Edmunds.com wrangled up four affordable compact sedans that earned 30 miles per gallon combined and put them against each other and evaluated all of them. We've been telling you about the Ford Focus, the Honda Civic, and the Hyundai Elantra, and now we're up to the Mazda 3 in this comparison test, and this is the Mazda 3i Sport, and this vehicle packs some new engine technology in which Mazda likes to call Sky Active. Tell our listeners all around North America, Ron, a little bit about this Sky Active technology.
Yeah, so the Sky Active technology is this new technology built in the engine, and in some other cars, like, for example, the CX-5, it's the whole design philosophy in which you try to use lightweight materials and do as much as you can to make a very efficient engine that's going to be very fuel efficient without having to be a hybrid or a diesel or use any of that other extra technology to get great fuel economy.
This engine is 2 liters in displacement and returns some decent fuel economy numbers.
That's right. So this was 33 miles per gallon combined, and it was the highest in our group. The only thing that could come close to it was the Focus. When you put the fuel economy package onto it, then it actually ties it up. But that's what's great about this version is that you don't have to worry about any extra packages. That's the model you get if you get the iSport. It'll come with the SkyActiv engine, and it gives you that 33 miles per gallon.
Yeah, there are a few trade-offs with the SkyActiv technology. Explain to our listeners a little bit about those trade-offs.
Which is some of the trade-offs are the price itself. It was one of the higher priced cars that we tested in our group at $19,200. And also, with the sedan, the Mazda 3 sedan, it actually had the least trunk space at 11.8 cubic feet. Now, if that's an issue for you, but you still like the Mazda, you can actually get the hatchback, and that's not an issue because you have the wide open hatchback. You can fold down the seats and, you know, definitely increase that trunk space for you.
And Derek Jenkins, who's the lead designer, chief designer for Mazda, and I have had many interview over the years and walk-arounds. Mazdas do definitely have very much of a personality. They like to say there's a little zoom, zoom in every one of their vehicles, and that holds true for the Mazda 3 as well. When you're behind one in traffic and you see that that grille opening behind you, you might not know that it's a sedan. You might think it's something else.
Yeah, it's a very polarizing styling. You know, opinions are mixed around the office as far as whether they like the grille or not. But one thing is for sure, the Mazda 3 is a very fun car to drive. It handles really well. And for someone that's looking to have some fun in their car when they drive around to work or around town, it's definitely one of the highest ones in that category for, you know, drivability.
Tell us a little bit about the ride quality on this Mazda 3 iSport.
Yeah, that is one of the trade-offs. Is some of our editors noted that it had a bit of a stiff ride quality. So if you're just kind of if you want a little bit of more comfortable ride, I may suggest some of the other cars in our group. But if you're someone that really likes to have a sporty car, that just kind of goes hand in hand with that package, and you may be willing to put that to deal with it.
Let's talk about the trunk. How did this trunk in the Mazda 3 iSport compare to some of the other vehicles in the test?
Yeah, the trunk space was one of the lowest in our group at 11.8 cubic feet. But if that is an issue, you could still go for the hatchback version of the Mazda 3, and that should alleviate that.
And as far as interior room, tell us a little bit about the rear leg room and other aspects of the interior cabin.
Yes, for the sedan model, that was actually one of the big selling points on this car, is that it had the most rear leg room and the most headroom out of the cars in our test. So really roomy car in the interior, and if you carry passengers in the back, you don't have to worry about them sort of, you know, holding their head down lower if they're taller. So great great interior space.
This trim level, which is called the iSport trim level, comes with a pretty competitive list of standard features, I understand, Ron.
You know, yes, you can get a good list of standard features. So it's going to include Bluetooth. It's going to include, you know, the iPod connectivity. However, if you really want to get the high-end stuff, which is the xenon lights and the rain-sensing wipers, that's in the Grand Touring trim level. You got to pay a little bit extra for that.
A little bit more goes on the table for that particular trim level. Tell us a little bit about your overall conclusions about the Mazda 3 iSport as far as which attributes make this vehicle a good choice for certain individuals.
If you're someone that really enjoys driving and wants a bit of a sportier handling car and you don't mind that trade-off in ride quality, I think the Mazda 3 is a great choice, has plenty of room inside, and best of all, it's very fuel efficient, so it's fun to drive and fuel efficient, so you get the best of both worlds.
It's an excellent comparison test. It's Edmund's Choice, the compact sedan comparison, the best compact sedans that earn 30 miles per gallon combined. And graphically, you guys do some really cool things here, too. If folks log on to Edmund's, of course, I encourage everybody to do that. You can see what I'm talking about. But explain to our listeners a little bit about these side-by-side charts that you guys put together.
Yeah, if you go to the article itself and you click on the initial image, there we have this nice infographic that really lists all the cars side by side. It has their fuel economy, and it kind of visualizes how much you can carry in the trunk with putting some things like grocery bags, luggage, a cooler, and also it gives you ratings on the headroom and legroom in the car.
Yeah, it's a very cool comparison test. Check it out at Edmunds.com. Ron, let's move over to our next subject for today, and this is a very important one, especially for anybody that's out there right now in the mode of getting in ready to purchase a new vehicle or a used vehicle. It's very important to have your financing in place, and you've put together a great article here, which is called "How to Get Pre-Approved for a Car Loan," and that pre-approvals make car shopping a whole lot easier. There's no question about that. Explain to our listeners around North America a little bit about the advantages of doing your homework ahead of time and going into the dealership with the pre-approved homework already done.
Yeah, getting pre-approved is one of the cornerstones of our advice that we give for consumers, which is if you are pre-approved for a loan, so in other words, if you go to your bank or your credit union or some of these third-party lenders, you can actually know what you can afford ahead of time. You know what your interest rate is, and what it really does is it helps simplify the negotiation process.
It certainly does, and it can get kind of muddy, as I said at the beginning of the hour. Quite often I'll get emails from listeners wanting advice about buying a new or used vehicle, and this is one of the areas that I always encourage people to investigate. Number one, it's a good idea to know what your credit score is, and number two, it's a good idea to get your financing lined up in advance. Many people don't realize that there are many financing options besides using the dealership in which you're purchasing the car from.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I don't want to downplay getting finance at dealership, because in some cases, if you have some of these promotional rates, you can actually get really low rates, like 1%, or in some cases 0%. But at least you have something to compare it to. So if you've been pre-approved and maybe you qualify for 4%, and they have like a 1% thing interest rate that you qualify for, then you know it may let you go towards that route. But at least you have something to compare it to.
So you can go to various places. You can go to traditional banks. And where are some of the other places that you would recommend folks getting pre-approved for a car loan?
You can go to a bank. You can go to your credit union. You can also go to third-party lenders such as Up to Drive or Capital One Auto Finance.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to find out a lot more about getting your financing in order ahead of time, getting pre-approved for a car loan with Ron Montoya from Edmunds.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, alongside Ron Montoya, the consumer advice editor for Edmunds.com. And we're talking about something very important right now, and that's how to get pre-approved for a car loan. Ron has done a great job putting an article together to guide you through this maze. And we were talking about, before the break there, some of the places you can go, traditional banks, credit unions, online lenders such as Up to Drive or Capital One. And lenders, of course, will finance both new cars and used cars. But something I learned from you, Ron, I didn't realize that some companies actually offer car refinancing. That's news to me.
Yeah, car refinancing is kind of interesting. If you've got a loan on your car and you realize that that loan is way too high and your credit situation has improved over the years, there is a chance that some of these lenders will offer car refinancing, and it's just like it is on a house. It allows you to get a lower interest rate and helps bring down your monthly payment as well.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about, as you noted, sometimes manufacturers and dealers can have some great deals, but if you're in a situation where you're looking at a car that doesn't qualify for some of those great deals, what are some of the requirements that folks are going to need to get pre-approved for a car loan?
Okay, if you're buying a car new, you're going to have to buy it at a franchise dealer. It has to be a participating dealer with that organization. So, you know, if you, most of the websites, when you're filling out your application, they will tell you what dealer are you looking for, or you can sort of check it by your zip code, and it will list all the dealers that are participating program. So if your dealer is not there, you may not be able to use that sort of check that they give you to pay for the car on the spot. So you have to pay attention to where you're buying it from. And if it's used, it has to be at a franchise dealership. You can't go to private party. You can't go to an independent dealership, because those loans won't be approved for those type of sales.
And I understand that there are some also restrictions when it comes to buying certain vehicles, that loans can't be made for certain cars, certain expensive cars, and also cars that are used with a lot of miles on them. Is that true, Ron?
That's right. Some of the numbers that I've seen were it can't be more than 7-year-old vehicle, and it can't have more than 70,000 miles on the odometer. And this could vary wherever you're getting your loan at. So it's important to ask if you feel like that car's on the borderline, maybe it has some high miles. It's worth looking into. And also, 30,000, for example, is one of the price ranges that we saw for used cars. And I think I saw 40,000 for new cars. But again, that's going to vary wherever you're getting your loan.
Another thing that might surprise some of our listeners, is it true what I've heard, and that is sometimes it's more expensive to finance a used car rather than a new car?
Yeah, traditionally the rates on a used car will be higher. So if you are buying a car that the price is very close to a new car, it may be worth kind of getting a price quote on both those cars. And you may be surprised that in some cases the new car might have more competitive rates than the used car.
That's very cool. Tell our listeners all around North America about why that. What are some of the reasons why they should get pre-approved? What are some of the things that are what are some of the reasons for doing so?
I think the most important part is that it really allows you to shop for the car as if you have cash in your pocket. Whenever you go down to the dealership and you ask for the price of the car, you're going to get that same procedure, which is, you know, how much do you want to pay per month? You know, what's your down payment? And it can really make things more complicated than it should be. And whereas once you've been pre-approved already, you can just talk about the total price of the car, and you just let the salesman know. You say, look, I've already been pre-approved. I don't need to go through this. And just give me my out-the-door price, which is with taxes and everything. And if that sort of matches up to what you've been approved for, you will actually be able to buy that car much faster that way. So it's just, it really simplifies the negotiation, and it really helps you keep focus on the price of the car.
So you can focus on the price of the car, stick to a budget, and it also allows you to compare interest rates ahead of time. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that go that happens at dealerships with people that are perhaps not in a great position credit wise, or just didn't take the time to do the pre-approval. There are lots of things that the dealer can do. On one hand, they're trying to help you get pre-approved for a loan for your vehicle, but on the other hand, there are certain tactics that they can do which can actually pull your score down even further.
Yes, so we have a situation called yo-yo financing, and what happens with that is if you have shaky credit, and let's say you went to the dealership right before closing time or perhaps on a weekend when the banks are closed, they give you the car, you've walked off the lot with it, and you get a phone call a couple of days later saying that your credit did not go through, and they're asking you in some cases to bring back the car or to come renegotiate at a much higher rate than you had originally signed up for. And it's just a really horrible situation, and if you would have been pre-approved, you could totally avoid that.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And the other thing, too, is that, as you point out in the article here, it saves a whole lot of time and hassle in the F&I office. You know, a lot of people still don't enjoy the process of purchasing a vehicle. And when you when you're all done, you finally get your purchase done, you move into the financing office, and that's when lots of stuff can go on. And in some cases, I've written to some of my listeners in the past, too, that with certain cars today, especially not very expensive vehicles, there isn't a huge markup like there was years ago. So the manufacturer's suggested retail price doesn't give the dealership a whole lot of profit factor. So in the F&I office, they're going to be trying hard to make up for that lost ground.
That's right. So you see them offer you all types of things like extended warranties, tire warranties, paint protection, and excuse me. And when you've been pre-approved, you could just let them know that, look, I've already been pre-approved for a certain amount, and it's not going to allow me to purchase these other things extra. So it's just a easy way to sort of get out of that extra sale that they're trying to make on you. And at the same time, it really cuts down on the paperwork as well, because you know, part of the reason why it takes so long is you're filling out all these paperwork to get approved for a loan. But once you've already done that on your end beforehand, it should theoretically eliminate that. Now, I'm not going to make a guarantee that you're going to be in and out of there super quick, because, you know, this takes a really long time. There's a lot of paperwork to fill out, but it should help speed up the process.
And you've got some great final notes here in the article. And the notes include, you might not always use your pre-approved car loan, but there's nothing wrong with that, Ron.
That's right. You know, if you don't end up using your pre-approval, there's no penalty to you, and it's going to at least allow you to have that flexibility to compare different interest rates, and you may end up getting a better one than you initially applied for.
Yeah, this is an area definitely where we get a lot of questions here on Auto World, this is a whole lot of valuable information that you've got in this particular piece. Once again, if you have any questions for Ron Montoya, we have a couple of a couple of minutes left here in our interview, so be sure and fire off an email to me at bob@boblongradio.com, or you can fire up a telephone call as well. Just pick up the phone. It's very easy. Matt is standing by at our toll-free line, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Ron, in putting this article together for Edmunds.com, was there anything that you came across during your research that surprised you?
Well, I think what surprises me is that enough people aren't doing this. You know, many people just go down to the dealership. They do the traditional method, which is you apply for a loan with them, and it really makes it more difficult for themselves. So I just want to really encourage that if there's one thing, one piece of advice you listen to, is to get pre-approved when you're looking to buy a car.
Well, excellent. Ron, as usual, it's a pleasure to share the microphone with you. We encourage everybody to check out the two great articles we've been talking about in this hour of the program, Edmunds Choice, the compact sedan comparison of four very cool compact sedans, and also how to get pre-approved for car loan. Thank you, Ron, very much for joining us here on the show, and we look forward for you. We look forward to getting you back with us really soon. My two-year-old has been keeping me up a little too late at night.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, Bob.
All right. Thank you, Ron. We so appreciate your time. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here for those of our stations which are sticking with us into the next hour of the program, and we'll make it a relatively easy one. Who made the Fuego? This is a vehicle from the late 70s. Who made the Fuego? It translates to the word fire in English. It's a Spanish term. The Fuego. Who made the Fuego? That is the question. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, or you can shoot me an email. We'll be back after the top of the hour news on most of these stations. This is Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.